Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Busy day in your office this week. Two news releases.
Yes, we had two news releases that were some of the best that we've ever done, aside from the one we did the week before. And, you know, the we're reaching the end of our test work. And so the new news releases were on black mass testing, which we did for a big, I guess you'd call it an electric vehicle company. And we got excellent results and an excellent response on the market. And the second one was on our final product for the test work we were doing for the Department of Department of Defense, the DLA, Defense Logistics. And that was a good turnaround, too. So two great releases, and the stock has, you know, gone up, last I looked, around 35% since Monday. And that's a big, big jump. Anybody buying the dips would be very happy today. And anybody selling on the from the news from the CEO and billboards will be very unhappy today. But it's I think this is the beginning of a recycling market that is going to turn a lot of heads in the future. Now, we've you know, we couldn't be happier in here. I have to say that these results that we've been waiting for some time, you know, finally has turned the market around for us, and everything going forward is going to get much, much better, I see. So that's a great time for us, Jim. We have, you know, we've taken black mass now, and we've turned it around and got a 99% recovery in the black mass. And we've run it right through the whole program to the, right down to the particle sizes and, returned that black mass to the, OEM. And, it's, you know, let's face it. Nobody else can say the same things that we do. And it's been a long, tedious road to get here. And, it was a lot of, struggle to get all the money together to get it to this point. And now we're in trading above a dollar and close to $1.30 the last I looked, and it's a new game for us. It's like it's the company has got a new life, and you know, it's based on good, solid research and development and work that has brought it to this point. And you know, we could have jumped off the ship a year and a half ago and started producing an inferior product that we probably would have been in production by now. But the truth of the matter is, you got to make money. If you can't make money, you don't last long out there. And that's what we want. That's one of the first things, or the second thing that we looked at. We look at saving the environment, and then we say, how profitable is this? And as far as we can see, on the back of the envelope, it's very profitable. And, you know, I get a lot of criticism about having NDAs, but we got a lot of big companies that are interested in what we're doing. And they insist on NDAs, and we put those out to them. We supply them with all the results that are happening, and somebody's going to jump one of these days. Probably not till, probably not for a few months, but, when that does happen, then it's another ball game. I mean, that would be a joint venture or a, some kind of a licensing agreement for a number of, factories. So it's, yeah, I couldn't be happier. It's a good way to end the week. And, of course, the week's not over. It's only 11:30 now. There's still, an hour and a half in the market to go, but, you know, we're close, like I say, we're getting close to $1.30. We're $1.28 at the moment. And, it's got to make the shareholders happy. Certainly they don't send me emails, or some certainly do, but most of them, you know, just basically don't acknowledge the hard work the company's doing. But, you know, as long as they're holding their stock, they're going to make a lot of money. And I talked about my retirement coming up. I don't know, it could be a year and a half out or 2 years out, but I told everybody what my plans would be, and I want to stay in this field. So my major investment will be still Amy, and I'll have enough money to do a few things that I want to do. But with this COVID thing, it's becoming more and more critical that every time they open up, they shut down, and so everybody wants a timeline. How do you give a timeline during COVID? That would just be optimistic thinking. And, with that shadow over the market, timelines are going to get skewed. And, so I'd sooner be criticized for not putting one out. We put out our news. Everybody can see our progress. But timelines are something that I've done. I was one of the first ones to do a timeline on molybdenum back in 2004, and we met those timelines. But we didn't have the same, we weren't facing the same adversity as we face today, especially with COVID. So timelines, maybe once this next section is done of the 500 kilogram testing per day on a continuous basis, maybe we can do a timeline. But even at that, you don't know. If a key person is out of the picture for 2 weeks, that's a slowdown in the timeline. Or a key piece that you need, you can't get for 2 months. It just screws up the timeline. So, I don't do timelines, and because your feet get held to the fire no matter what the effects are. It could be a tsunami, a hurricane, a tornado, an earthquake. People don't care. They wonder why you didn't make the timeline. And I think we keep our base informed, and that's been the key of our whole campaign, is to keep the base informed and aware of what we're doing. See our progress, map it themselves, and if they want the answers, they're there. They're in the press releases. They're on the site. There's PowerPoints on the site. Everything's there that they can see. And I don't think there's any other company out there doing the same things that we are. So it's been a great week so far, Jim. And I think we, are going to have a lot of happy shareholders, even if it closes at $1.25 or $1.35. It's still going to make a lot of happy shareholders out there. Those that listened to me in the past podcast where I said buy the dip certainly would be smiling today. And, some of the messages I got where people were thinking about selling, and, I tried to encourage them not to. But that's as far as I can go. It's up to them if they want to sell. And so they can't blame the management for selling. They can't blame the management for buying. It's, we see a great opportunity here. Certainly I do. I'm one of the largest shareholders in the company and probably one of the largest investors. And it's getting rewarding. And it's actually very rewarding. And I can see this thing moving up into different, much higher areas. That's my opinion, and I'm not an analyst, although I do analyze a lot of stuff. I'm not a registered analyst, so I can't, I can't come out and say what the price is going to be. But what I see is I love. I think my dedication to the company proves that, and. We're just happy campers here, Jim.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what does the company do?
The company is a critical metals company that got involved in R&D work for manganese back in 2008, and we filed a patent for that in 2012. We actually took a very low-grade deposit in Arizona, to right through to pre-feasibility study, and at the same time as the study was, we were getting results from the study, the price of electrolytic manganese metal started dropping. And that put everything on the shelf until 2015, when we decided maybe we should be looking at doing, going into the battery industry. As encouragement from Cometco that they felt that this would work, we moved ahead with that. In 2016, we broke out of the 1.5 to 2 cent range and went up to 35 cents, down to 20 cent range for the next three and a half years. But we managed to raise millions of dollars to advance the recycling project. And it's been a lot of hard work. It hasn't just happened overnight. It's starting to look like it may just be happening overnight, but that's not the case. And the ones that stuck with it have already seen huge profits. Some of them became multimillionaires, or at least millionaires, almost overnight here this year. And and some of those have been with me since back in the manganese days. So I couldn't be happier. We certainly, I'm hoping that we'll break the last high we had sometime in the next 6 months, and go on to higher areas for the company. So that's kind of the history of the critical metals part. We trade on, actually you can get all the information you want by going to our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com, or you can check our stock ticker on the Toronto Venture Exchange and symbol AMY. You can go to the QB board under the symbol AMYZF. You can go to Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol 2AM. And you can phone the company here at 778-574-4444. And or you can email me at lreaugh@amymn.com. And if you have questions, please give us a call. Please phone. Phone's faster.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on August 27th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.